They say he has kept his identity a secret to guard against assassins. They say that he liberated us from foreign domination and gave us independence. They tell us Pol Pot makes us work hard because he wants to purify our spirit and help us achieve beyond our potential as farmers. They say he has a round face, full lips, and kind eyes. I wonder if his kind eyes can see us starving. After the villagers buried her children, we see less and less of Chong now. She has come to be known in the village as the Crazy Lady. She eventually ate some poisonous food and died the same way her daughters did. Her body was found by one of the villagers the next day, all contorted and bloody. They buried her in the ground next to her children. We survive this period because Pa is friendly with the chief. The base people do not eat at communal kitchens, but cook for themselves. Among them, the chief's family is the fattest and wears only new black shiny clothes, not the faded gray rags we have on. Pa is able to get extra rice in exchange for the gifts he gives to the chief. Pa lies and tells the chief that he was only a shopkeeper in Phnom Penh, that he found the jewelry in the deserted houses during the evacuation. Pa gives him Ma's ruby bracelets, her diamond rings, and much more in exchange for a few pounds of uncooked rice. Pa puts the rice in a bag inside a container and hides it beneath a small pile of clothes so that the other villagers cannot see it. On some nights when we really need it, Pa allows Ma to cook a tiny portion of the rice and mask the smell by burning damp, decayed leaves in the fire. This extra rice is our family's defense weapon against completely starving to death. One morning, Chu wakes all of us with her loud cries. Pa, someone was in the container last night! All eyes turn on the exposed rice container. The lid lies crooked on top and slightly ajar.
Maybe some rats got into it and stole some. Don't worry. Tonight I will seal it very tight, he says. This rice belongs to all of us.
As Pa speaks, I know that he thinks someone in our family has stolen the rice. The story of the rat is not true, and everyone knows it. Convinced that he realizes it was me, I hide my eyes from him. Shame burns my hand like a hot iron branding me for all to see. Pa's favorite child stole from the family.